DW.
When we think about plants, it's usually the colour, shape and smell that comes to mind. But what about sound? If we could translate them into music, what would we actually hear? This is the sound of Sphagnum capillifolium, a species of peat moss. So at first glance, the moss doesn't look like much. It's a kind of spongy carpet of reddish green. But if you look closer, you start to see something more complex. These tightly packed florets all clustered together. Look even closer and you see the stems that loop and intertwine like braids. And the music mirrors this structure with three separate notes that weave together. This composition is one of 15 ambient pieces written by Anita Węglosz, a 24-year-old Polish electronic music composer studying in Berlin. Each song is inspired by a different plant in Berlin's Botanic Gardens, and the collection was composed as a sound walk, so designed to be listened to on headphones while actually observing the plants in the greenhouses.
It's actually interesting because when I was here with a group of people, when they listened to this, they told me that the composition, when they were looking at the plant and listening to the composition, it kind of sounded like the plants were speaking to them. It was really interesting that they got that impression.
For Lucia and Francesco, two of the guests on this sound walk, it was a really immersive and evocative experience.
I found that really fascinating how her compositions, the sonic quality of it, oftentimes really resembled the visual shapes of the plants.
I liked the interpretation of the cactus. I could definitely feel the barren wasteland while I was looking at the cactus and listening to it through the composition.
So while some working in plant acoustics have tried to capture the actual sounds produced by plants, Anita was much more interested in making these sonic interpretations of their characteristics. In her otherworldly music, you can really hear cacti, palms and floating water lilies take shape in sound.
Yeah, I found that really interesting, that you can actually make all these objects or nature speak through music. And I think the really interesting thing about it is that there is no wrong or right way of doing that.
Inspired by an American composer called Laurie Spiegel, who used calculations of planet rotations to structure one of her compositions, Anita started looking for the numbers found in nature. So after choosing the plants, she collected data on their number of petals, their length of leaves, life expectancy, and even colour. And she then used this data to program a synthesizer. Basically, the numbers determine the pitch of each sound, which sometimes produce melodies unfamiliar in Western music. To create the song of Sarracena hybrid, a carnivorous plant with these odd-looking trumpet-shaped leaves, she used its floral formula, a kind of equation that summarises the physical properties of a plant into symbols.
For this plant, I actually looked at the floral formula. I wrote the formula here. So you see that it's CA5, CO5, A something, G. C, A and G, those are musical notes. So I just like immediately thought, okay, let's see how that sounds when you play it.
But one of our favourite compositions is inspired by Strelitzia reginae, a plant with elegant pointed leaves that are topped by a really beautiful fan of orange and purple flowers.
Strelitzia reginae, that's, Latin. Yeah, so it's a plant with the big green leaves. It has these flowers which basically look like birds' heads, I would say. So I also kept that in mind, and for this plant, except for analyzing the colors and the length of the leaves and other aspects of the structures, I used the field recordings of birds and kind of like try to incorporate it in the composition.
So to translate these colors into music, Anita scanned photos of the leaves into a computer program that identified their color number, and she then used these numbers to create new atonal scales. Of course, musicians have long found inspiration in nature across centuries and different genres, from classical musicians to modern avant-garde composers. The late Hiroshi Yoshimura, who was a pioneer of a wave of Japanese ambient music, was one of Anita's major influences. Like Anita's compositions, many of Yoshimura's pieces were designed to be listened to in specific places, and they evoked images of the natural world. Writing in 1980s Tokyo, his music seems to be almost transcending the steel and dust of the city. This urge to reconnect with nature resonated with Anita. As an electronic musician who usually makes techno, you might think Berlin's industrial spaces and clubs would be a more fitting source of inspiration than a greenhouse. But Anita hadn't anticipated how moving this experience of re-engaging with nature would be for her, especially this unexpected feeling of nostalgia it provoked.
In all of these cases, when I say that I feel emotionally attached to the composition, it's all about this like nostalgic feeling. But maybe it's also like a natural feeling to feel actually when you think of plants and making music, because we don't have that many opportunities and chances to be close to nature. So maybe that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting from that, just being in the city and just missing nature and being close to it. And maybe I also didn't realize even before the project how much I miss being close to nature. I kind of just started thinking about it more when I came here and when I started making the compositions. I really like escaping to this place. I would say it's a form of escaping from me.
Fellow musician Lucia described wandering around the fragrant and humid greenhouses with these otherworldly sounds in her ears as a completely multi-sensory experience.
I really feel like a strong connection between music and nature, actually. Like, it kind of gave me this sensation again that it's like exactly right to put music and growing life, you know, and like the permanent growth of life, plants together. That really goes well together and they belong together.
Some on the sound walk told Anita they'd never even thought about visiting the Botanic Gardens before. They came for the music. But just like Anita, they left feeling as if they had somehow rediscovered something they didn't realise they were missing.
For this project, I kind of wanted to maybe remind people that we are so close to nature, and even though we all live in, or here in Berlin, like the city is really hectic and it's easy to forget about plants and how close they are to us. It's basically where we come from, and nature should be one of the most important aspects to us.
For DW, I'm Holly Young in Berlin.
DW.